Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today on this Thursday, October 3rd, 2024 edition. The Electoral College, something that our founding fathers put into the Constitution to elect one person in the country, that it does not go based on popular vote. Every other election in the country, at the local level, school board races, county commissioners, county clerks, everything, state representatives, state senators, even U.S. congressmen and U.S. senators, 50% plus one vote, you win your election. Now, of course, the loser is going to want a recount, but that's the way the game is played. It does not apply to the president of the United States. Why? Because the founding fathers were smart enough to know that states, some of them being small, would not get any representation. States like Montana, Wyoming, North and South Dakota, Rhode Island. They weren't getting any representation in who gets to be president of the United States. So they came up with the Electoral College. 538 electors elected by the states is who you vote for on Tuesday, November 5th. Michigan has a winner-take-all system. Most states do. Two states don't. 48 states do. You win the state, you get the electors. The left doesn't like that. They want to do away with our founding fathers' concept of the Electoral College. 7 years ago, the little midget man from Bill Clinton's administration, Robert Reich, put out a video, "How do we abolish the Electoral College?" This is what the little man had to say.
While we resist Donald Trump, we also need to make sure our democracy doesn't ever again elect a candidate who loses the popular vote. We must abolish the Electoral College. Now, as you probably know, the Constitution assigns each state a number of electors based on the state's population. The total number of electors is 538. So anyone who gets 270 of those Electoral College votes becomes president, regardless of the popular vote. So how do we abolish the Electoral College? Amending the Constitution is very hard. Requiring a two-thirds vote by the House and Senate, plus approval by three-quarters of state legislatures. But we can make the Electoral College irrelevant without a constitutional amendment. Here's how. Article 2 of the Constitution says states can award their electors any way they want. So all that's needed is for states with a total of at least 270 electors to agree to award all their electoral votes to the presidential candidate who wins the popular vote. If they do that, then automatically the winner of the popular vote gets the 270 electoral votes he or she needs to become president. Already 10 states and the District of Columbia have passed laws to do exactly this, awarding all their electoral votes to the candidate who wins the popular vote as soon as the 270 elector goal is met. Together, these states total 165 electoral votes. So all we need now is some additional states with 105 electors to pass the same law, agreeing to reward all their electoral votes to the winner of the popular vote. And it's done. We'll never again elect a president who loses the popular vote. The effort is known as the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. If your state hasn't yet joined on, make sure it does.
Make sure it does. And the thing you have to understand, I have been told that this is on the Democrats' bucket list for the lame duck session this year in Lansing. With a two-seat majority in the House and a two-seat majority in the Senate, with this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, they are going to put up, pass, and sign into law that Michigan joins the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, assigning our 15 electors to the person who wins the national popular vote. You just heard it in this 2 minute and 20 second video. Nobody's talking about this right now. It's not on anybody's radar. But my sources in Lansing are telling me that the Democrats are already talking about it. Why? Because 1.4 million of you did not vote in 2022. You were upset about the results of the 2020 election. My vote doesn't matter because of the machines, based on information we found here in Antrim County and the current clerks. Human errors, mistakes that were made. You were absolutely disgusted with the process and you didn't bother to vote in 2022. As a result, Whitmer got reelected and they flipped the House and the Senate and took back control. Popular Vote Interstate Compact has been on their bucket list for 7 years, the year that this guy produced this YouTube video. If the momentum holds true, the Republicans win in Michigan, take back the House, this will be passed and rammed through in the lame duck, starting immediately the next day, November 6th, Wednesday, through the end of the year. Many other items on their bucket list are going to be rammed through as well. But this is a major game changer, folks. If Michigan joins this compact and agrees to assign its electors in future presidential elections, a Republican never wins the White House ever again. They get Michigan to adopt it. They get a few other states to adopt it. They get to the point when 270 electors for the Electoral College have signed on to this compact. 24 cities, not states, 24 cities will elect future presidents. Who are these 24 cities? The highly populated cities. Highly populated cities. What's the demographics of those cities? New York, Los Angeles, Detroit, Chicago, Miami, Houston, Atlanta, Georgia, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Madison, Wisconsin. these big cities, populated cities, are Democrats. Liberal cities controlled by Democrats. No matter how bad a job they do, they have a lock on the voters of those cities. They make up the majority of the national popular vote. Rural Northern Michigan, very staunchly conservative. This is Trump country. That's why I knew something was immediately wrong when Antrim County reported in as being blue for Biden and Gary Peters on the November 2020 election. I knew dang well that Cheryl Guy screwed up. There was no way that Biden and Gary Peters won Antrim County. But in the end, the human errors were found. And the election was flipped back to what I knew in my heart was the true vote. But guess what? If the Democrats sign us on to this national popular vote interstate compact after the November 5th election, it's going to make 2028 almost impossible for a Republican to win our electors going forward, because it will be obligated to be assigned, our electors to be assigned to the winner of the national popular vote in 2028 election. Who's running for president in 2028? Gretchen Whitmer. Gavin Newsom. They may even end up running together. It would be a political arm wrestle as to who gets to be president and who gets to be VP. Personally, I think Whitmer would win that arm wrestle with Gavin Newsom. But I digress. Here's the thing you have to look at. Why does she want to do this now? Because she's running for president in 2028. It's that simple. You heard it in his own words. Robert Reich. If you want that video, just text me NPV, National Popular Vote, NPV, and I'll send you the link to that YouTube video from 7 years ago. And by the way, as of today, it's only received 58,000 views. It hasn't gone viral. But it's very, very, very interesting, folks. The timing of all this. And you have to play chess. You have to look at the moves down the road in future elections. This is what she is wanting to do. Pure and simple. Pure and simple. And the fact that it could happen in this lame duck, you need to be aware of it. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Government's invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. A couple of you have texted me NPV, National Popular Vote. I sent you that video. You just need to be aware of it because I believe it's going to be rammed through in the lame duck after the Republicans take back the majority in the state house, state House of Representatives. Also on their bucket list, getting rid of parental consent in the state of Michigan. Right now, the laws, whatever the laws are regarding whatever subject you want to talk about, requires that minors can't do certain things without their parents' consent. The biggest one, of course, is an abortion. Teenage girl, junior high, high school, whatever the age, gets pregnant. They don't want their parents to know. They made a mistake. They didn't take the necessary precautions not to get pregnant. She got pregnant. She confides to a teacher her situation. A counselor at the school, the school's nurse, whatever the situation is. The Democrats want this minor woman, young person, to be able to get an abortion without the parents' knowledge or notification, without their consent. No father on planet Earth wants his teenage daughter to become pregnant. It's just the way dads are built. My dad will go nuts. My mom will be hurt. We thought we raised you better. You've heard the whole story for years. Well, in the olden days, young girls who got pregnant, perhaps without being married, would go to another family's member's household in another part of the state, maybe even out of the state, and go stay with those family members until she had the baby. They would decide what to do about raising that baby after the fact. But because of, at the time, the embarrassment, humiliation of having a pregnant teenage daughter, that's how they dealt with it. Today, you abort the baby. The problem goes away. Nobody knows about it. Democrats in Lansing are fully prepared with pending legislation, depending on the outcome of this election, to ram through a bill and have the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, sign it into law that would take away parental consent in the state of Michigan. Not just about abortion. Wanting to have life-altering, permanent transgender surgeries. Young girls having breasts cut off. Young boys having testicles removed. I know this is graphic. I know this is disgusting. But these are the type of things that they're looking at accomplishing here in the state of Michigan. By getting rid of parental consent, a lot of things change in this state. And guess what? There's nothing the Republicans can do about it after November 5th's election. If this is what the Democrats are choosing to do, going down this road, we don't have the majority to stop it. Why? Because 1.4 million of you didn't vote in 2022. It's that simple. Yeah, I'm going to keep hammering you for not voting in that midterm election. By you not participating, you gave them the two-seat majority in the House and the two-seat majority in the Senate, and you have now put us in a situation that if they lose that majority in the House, they are going to be on a mission to accomplish their bucket list, to ram it through before the end of the year. This is going to be their payback. This is going to be their middle finger to us who did get out and vote this year and gave the Republicans the majority back in the House. While in power, while they have the votes, while they are in control, they ram their agenda through. I have a very simple question for the Republicans who are going to take back the majority in the House. Have you finally learned what you do when you're in power? When you have the votes, have you finally learned how to govern in the state of Michigan? By watching what the Democrats have done for the last 2 years in this state. You better do exactly what they do to stand up to them and start to undo some of these policies that are causing us to lose population in the state of Michigan. If not, we become California. It's that simple. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Schools, such a simple word, yet